This week's parsha. And it's important to remind yourselves, here in Eretz Yisrael, we're reading Parshas Emor this coming week, as you probably noticed this past Shabbos that they're reading Kedoshim. It's going to be different for quite a while between now and Chutz Laaretz. But in Parshas Emor, towards the end of the Parsha, the Torah talks about the mitzvah of Lechem HaPanim. The Lechem HaPanim were placed on the Shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash, first in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash. There were 12 Lechem HaPanim. They were baked on Friday. They were placed there on Shabbos and remained there till the following Shabbos. And then they were given out to the Kohanim to eat. And based on a pasuk in this week's parsha, the Gemara Chagiga tells us something fascinating. Amar Reish Lakish, Melamed Shem Magbin Oso Lifnei Olei Regalim. They used to take out the Shulchan from the Kodesh to the during the Regel, and they used to lift it up and show it to the Olei Regel. See how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you. Siluko kisiduro. Just like it was when it was placed on the Shulchan, so too it remains when it's being removed from the Shulchan a week later. What does he mean? Dama Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Nes gadol naase belechem hapanim. There was a tremendous nes that happened with the lechem hapanim. Kisiduro kach siluka, the way it was removed after a week was the way it was placed there. Shenemar, a pasuk from Sefer Shmuel, lasum lechem cham biyomi lakcho. The lechem hapanim were fresh, steaming hot when they were placed on the shulchan, and a week later they were just as fresh, just as steaming hot when they were removed from the Shulchan. And this was something that the Kohanim would show the Olei Regel. So I saw that Rav Mordechai Ilan Zatzal, was an Abbezdin in Tel Aviv, in a Sefer, Mikdash Mordechai, asks, why of all the Nisim that were going on in the Beis HaMikdash, is this one thing that the Torah emphasizes that the Kohanim would do, that we had to show the Olei Regel, look how fresh the Lechem HaPanim is after a week? There are many Nisim in the Beis HaMikdash. Why was this one chosen? And with some elaboration, he gives the following answer. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu command us in the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel? I'm going to say something definitive, but maybe one idea. The Navi Micha writes in Perek Dalet, V'holchu goyim rabim v'amru l'chu v'na'ale al har Hashem v'al beit Elokei Yaakov V'yorenu midrachav v'nelcha baruch osav. Ki mitzion tetzei Torah dvar Hashem Yushalayim. Yushalayim was not only the center of Avoda for Am Yisrael, it was also the center of Torah. And when people would be olei laregel, they would be immersed in the Avoda Hashem and the source of ki mitzion tetzei Torah. And it couldn't help but leave an impression, an amazing impression on them. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in the Shorshei HaMitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel that people would come and they would see the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash and it would strengthen their Yiras Hashem, their Avas Hashem, their commitment to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that was one of the main advantages Aliyah L'Regel. Something that anybody was Olei L'Regel, couldn't help but be impressed by. But we know that impressions sometimes are very fleeting. You see something, you're impressed for a moment, and then the next day, sometimes the next hour, doesn't necessarily last. Torah comes along, says you're coming, the Olei Regel are coming. You're going to be impressed. But it doesn't have to be a fleeting impression. It doesn't have to be gone and dissipate immediately. Look at the lechem upon him. It was baked and it was hot and it was fresh. And a whole week has gone by. You know what happens to your bread and my bread after a week? After much less time, it becomes stale. And here, not only did it maintain its freshness, it was still hot. You can keep that impression with you. It doesn't have to dissipate. It doesn't have to go away. You're going to be Ola LaRegel. You're now Ola LaRegel. You can take away what you gain with the Aliyah LaRegel, and it can last until the next Aliyah LaRegel. And you'll come again, and it can last again. It doesn't have to be here today, gone tomorrow. It can be here today, and here a week from now, and here 6 months from now, until your next point of Aliyah LaRegel. And that was the message of the Lechem Upon. Impressions don't have to dissipate. When you're so immersed in the Avodah of the Beis Hamikdash, it can last and last and last. When you come for a year to Eretz Yisrael, it's a tremendous amount that you can gain. And there are impressions that are left with you. But you can mistakenly think that yes, there's certain things that I gained, but how long is it going to last? A week? A month? A couple of months? But like everything else, time takes its toll. But the message of the Lechem Upanim is, this doesn't have to be like everything else. It can last, and it can last, and it can last. And in many ways, it can last even longer than the message of the Lechem Upanim. Because the Ola and the Regel were here now, maximum, a half a year later they'd be back. And sometimes, after a year in Eretz Yisrael, you may not be back a half a year later. But the impressions can last for years. It can make a difference for decades. And maybe there's something that you can do to strengthen. The Gemara in Bava Kamma tells us that already in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a takana of Kriyas HaTorah. No, the pasuk says in Parshas B'Shalach, Vayechu Shloshes Yomim Bamidbar V'lo Matzu Mayim. They went without water for 3 days and they started complaining, Ein Mayim El HaTorah. And Moshe Rabbeinu already instituted a Kriyas HaTorah, a public Talmud Torah, 3 days a week, on Shabbos, on Monday, on Thursday, so they wouldn't go 3 days without Torah. Centuries later, Ezra HaSofer expanded that. And one of the additions that he made was that on Shabbos, they wouldn't read the Torah once, but they would read it twice. Once by Shachris, and once again by Mincha. Why? Mishum Yoshvei Kranos. There were the people who were very idle, who didn't get to shul during the week. The only time they came was on Shabbos. And therefore, Ezra HaSofer said, if they're ready here on Shabbos, let's do it back to back. Once in the morning, once by Mincha, that will leave them, with, even if they don't come on Mondays and Thursdays. It'll strengthen what they had. What do you see from here? That even if you're going to be away for a long time, it's very useful sometimes to do something back to back. To do it now and do it again right afterwards. I don't know what your individual plans are for next year. But a person who comes for Shana Aleph and then decides to stay for Shana Bet, I can just tell you from my own personal experience, it made a world of a difference to my Shana Aleph. Because sometimes, whatever you gain, as much as you try to hold on to it, if you do things back to back, it strengthens it even more. I'm not here to tell you that every single person here is supposed to come to Shana Bet. There may be very good reasons and very valid reasons why it may not be for you, why it may not be possible, or it's not a good idea. But it's something you should think about. Because you can stay for 1 year and the lechem apanim can remain hot and fresh still for decades. But if you want to give that a boost, and you're able to, and it's a possibility, and you're wavering, think about the back-to-back. Because if this is what the impression can make when you do it once, if you can do it right away again, it's an amazing experience. You have to come for the right reason. You have to gain, you have to want to gain from it. Not everybody who decides to stay for Shana Bet takes advantage of it as they could. But if you can, and you're able, and you take advantage, then at least for me, staying my Shana Bet made my Shana Aleph a very different Shana Aleph. Or whatever you decide to do. Yes, Shana Bet. No, Shana Bet. Whatever you gained in Shana Aleph can last and last and last. And the ideas, the priorities, the person that you become can be just as fresh and have that same hislahavus, that same enthusiasm, same warmth as the lechem apanim.